Chapter 22. Then the sons of Israel pulled away and encamped on the desert plains of Moab across the Jordan from Jericho. And Balak, the son of Zippor, got to see all that Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab became very frightened at the people, because they were many, and Moab began to feel a sickening dread of the sons of Israel. And Moab proceeded to say to the older men of Midian, "Now this congregation will lick up all our surroundings like the bull licking up the green growth of the field." And Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of Moab at that particular time. He now sent messengers to Balaam, the son of Beor, at Pethor, which is by the river of the land of the sons of his people, to call him, saying, "Look, a people has come out of Egypt. Look, they have covered the earth as far as one can see, and they are dwelling right in front of me. And now do come, please, do curse this people for me, for they are mightier than I am. Perhaps I may be able to strike them, and I may drive them out of the land. For I well know that the one whom you bless is a blessed one, and the one whom you curse is cursed." So the older men of Moab and the older men of Midian traveled with the payments for divination in their hands and went to Balaam and spoke to him Balak's words. At that he said to them, "Lodge here tonight, and I shall certainly return you word just as Jehovah may speak to me." Accordingly, the princes of Moab stayed with Balaam. Then God came to Balaam and said, "Who are these men with you?" So Balaam said to the true God, "Balak, the son of Zippor, the king of Moab, has sent to me, saying, 'Look, the people who are coming out of Egypt, and they go covering the earth as far as the eye can see. Now do come, do execrate them for me. Perhaps I may be able to fight against them, and I shall actually drive them out.'" But God said to Balaam, "You must not go with them. You must not curse the people, for they are blessed." After that, Balaam got up in the morning and said to the princes of Balak, "Go to your country, because Jehovah has refused to let me go with you." So the princes of Moab got up and came to Balak and said, "Balaam has refused to come with us." However, Balak sent again other princes in greater number and more honorable than the former. In turn, they came to Balaam and said to him, "This is what Balak, the son of Zippor, has said. Do not be detained, please, from coming to me, for I shall without fail honor you greatly, and everything you may say to me I shall do. So do come, please. Do execrate this people for me." But Balaam answered and said to the servants of Balak, "If Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, I should not be able to pass beyond the order of Jehovah my God, so as to do something small or great. And now you men also stay here, please, tonight, that I may know what further Jehovah will speak with me." Then God came to Balaam by night and said to him, "If it is to call you that the men have come, get up, go with them. But only the word that I shall speak to you is what you may speak." After that, Balaam got up in the morning and saddled his she-ass and went with the princes of Moab. And the anger of God began to blaze because he was going, and Jehovah's angel proceeded to station himself in the road to resist him. And he was riding upon his she-ass, and two attendants of his were with him. And the ass got to see Jehovah's angel stationed in the road with his drawn sword in his hand. And the ass tried to turn aside from the road, that she might go into the field. But Balaam began to strike the ass in order to turn her aside to the road. And Jehovah's angel kept standing in the narrow way between the vineyards, with a stone wall on this side and a stone wall on that side. And the she-ass kept seeing Jehovah's angel and began to squeeze herself against the wall and so to squeeze Balaam's foot against the wall, and he went beating her some more. Jehovah's angel now passed by again and stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn aside to the right or the left. When the ass got to see Jehovah's angel, she now lay down under Balaam, so that Balaam's anger blazed, and he kept beating the ass with his staff. Finally, Jehovah opened the mouth of the ass, and she said to Balaam, "What have I done to you so that you have beaten me these 3 times? At this, Balaam said to the ass, "It is because you have dealt ruthlessly with me. If only there were a sword in my hand, for now I should have killed you." Then the she-ass said to Balaam, "Am I not your she-ass that you have ridden upon all your life long until this day? Have I ever been used to do to you this way?" To which he said, "No." And Jehovah proceeded to uncover Balaam's eyes, so that he saw Jehovah's angel stationed in the road with his drawn sword in his hand. At once he bowed low and prostrated himself on his face. Then Jehovah's angel said to him, "Why have you beaten your she-ass these 3 times? Look, I have come out to offer resistance, because your way has been headlong against my will." And the she-ass got to see me and tried to turn aside before me these 3 times. Supposing she had not turned aside from before me, for by now even you I should have killed, but her I should have preserved alive. At this Balaam said to Jehovah's angel, "I have sinned, because I did not know that it was you stationed in the road to meet me. And now, if it is bad in your eyes, let me go my way back." But Jehovah's angel said to Balaam, "Go with the men, and nothing but the word that I shall speak to you is what you may speak." And Balaam continued going with the princes of Balak. When Balak got to hear that Balaam had come, he at once went out to meet him at the city of Moab, which is on the bank of the Arnon, which is on the extremity of the territory. Then Balak said to Balaam, "Have I not for a fact sent to you to call you? Why did you not come to me? Am I not really and truly able to honor you?" At this Balaam said to Balak, "Here I have come to you now. Shall I be able at all to speak something? The word that God will place in my mouth is what I shall speak." So Balaam went with Balak, and they came to Kiriath Huzoth. And Balak proceeded to sacrifice cattle and sheep, and to send some to Balaam and the princes who were with him. And it came about in the morning that Balak went taking Balaam and bringing him up to Bamoth-Baal, that he might see from there the whole of the people.